A new Canadian study reported in the current New England Journal of Medicine says decisions to take critically ill patients off life support have less to do with medical criteria such as organ damage and age, and more to do with a doctor's subjective opinion about the patient's chances of surviving. That suggests a doctor's views and personal biases about the quality of life loom large in the decision to take a patient off of life support. Joining us to talk about this is Dr. Janet Pregler, a professor at the University of California, Los Angeles Medical School, and director of the Iris Cantor Women's Health Clinic at UCLA. Dr. Pregler, welcome.
Thank you.
Dr. Pregler, is this really news to the medical community, or hasn't this always been how these decisions are made?
That's an interesting question, and I would say that, in fact, this is considered news by many people in the medical community. There's been a history to this. It was really in the 1980s, when I was actually first in training, that we became able in the intensive care unit to keep people alive for significant periods of time, even when the hope of ultimate recovery was fairly small. At that time, it was felt that those decisions should be made primarily or uniquely by the families, and that put the families sometimes in a very difficult position. As an example, I remember residents coming out and saying to a family member in the 1980s, "Do you want us to do everything for your mother?" And of course, families, particularly at that time when this technology was so new, really didn't understand all that that might imply.
You suggest that this has evolved over time. In more recent years, it does seem to many that the personal views of doctors may enter into it.
I think the personal views of doctors do enter into it, but I actually found this study heartening because I feel that when patients come to physicians, they come to us as professionals and they come to us for opinions, I think it's become very important to many people, particularly as they become more familiar with this technology, that they be able to exert some control over the end of their life and over how they die. And they are depending on professionals, physicians, to give them some idea about what the risks compared to the benefits of continuing with this sort of invasive treatment are.
Well, then how should doctors make this decision? On the basis of their personal opinion or using a strict set of medical tests that may or may not accurately project a person's chances of recovering?
The physicians, particularly physicians like these in this study, who are experienced intensive care unit physicians, are in fact usually fairly correct in terms of predicting what a patient's long-term chances of survival and meaningful survival based on what that patient's wishes have been will be. So I think it's very important, and again, I think a heartening thing in this study is that physicians were really taking into account what sort of outcome the patient wanted or would expect if they were going to submit to this sort of invasive treatment.
There's another thing we seem to be hearing fairly regularly about how someone might wake up from what doctors thought was an incurable vegetative state. Does that happen often?
The answer is that that does happen, but in very specific circumstances. When you hear about people waking up like that after many years, if you read those articles or accounts carefully, you'll find that they were young people who had a traumatic accident. And so when we're dealing with a young person who's been, as an example, in a car accident, absolutely, we know that that person may recover many months or even years later, and we take a very different view of supporting them in an intensive care unit. On the other hand, there have been studies that have been done that have shown for people with non-traumatic injuries, particularly to the brain, that we can predict within a fairly short period of time whether or not they will recover to the point that they can interact with their environment in a meaningful way. I think the key point is that the physicians need to understand what the patient's definition of meaningful is, what the patient would have wanted, and that's the key.
How much of a problem are the irrational hopes of families when doctors have to try to make informed life support related decisions?
We often focus on so-called irrational hopes of families, but in my experience, often that's because families really have not been adequately prepared to make these decisions. It's very important, I think, for everyone to discuss with their family members what their values would be if they were in this sort of situation. And most important, I think, as people get older or people develop illnesses where they might be put into this sort of situation.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dr. Janet Pregler is a professor at the University of California, Los Angeles Medical School and director of the Iris Cantor Women's Health Clinic at UCLA.